New research published in a journal of the CDC tells us something about kids, their immune systems, and returning to school in the pandemic. Researchers studying kids in Hong Kong found that after children returned to school, many got sick, not from COVID, but from rhinoviruses that cause the common cold. This, despite wearing masks. Helen Branswell is with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Helen, welcome. Great to speak with you.
Hi, Jane.
So COVID has been dominating the headlines, but we're also reading these reports about the rhinovirus. Remind us what it is, the symptoms, and the factors that increase the risk of infection.
Okay, so rhinoviruses are a large family of viruses, more than 200. They cause about a third of all things that people describe as when they say they have a cold, you know, there's a good chance it's a rhinovirus. They're generally mild. In fact, I mean, always mild, I think, effectively. You know, you get a stuffy nose, you may develop a cough, you don't feel well for a few days, and then you get better.
So what's interesting is that despite mandatory mask wearing, children are still getting sick. How many cases have been reported so far, and who's most at risk for the rhinovirus?
I don't have overall numbers of cases, but that's not the way they counted. What they did was they looked at, they started to see in Hong Kong a whole bunch of outbreaks in schools. They'd been out for quite a protracted period in 2020, and when they went back into in-person learning last October, you know, within a couple of weeks, all of a sudden, kids were starting to get sick, and because of COVID, child that develops respiratory symptoms has to be tested. And all of these kids, I think at least initially, had to be tested. And then what they saw was this was not COVID, it was not influenza, it was rhinoviruses. What was interesting about that is, as you noted, there were all sorts of precautions put in place. The kids had to wear masks, the desks were spaced out. And in addition to that, they were only doing half days, so there was no lunch hour, no time when the kids would have to take off their masks to eat. Yeah, exactly. And even with all of that, they were catching rhinovirus infections. And so eventually what authorities in Hong Kong did was they closed the schools again because, you know, this was taking up too much of their lab testing capacity, having to look into these outbreaks, which I think numbered almost, you know, 500 in schools there.
So with more and more kids back in school for a spring session, what does this mean for us in the United States?
What the experts are saying is, you know, whether it happens in the spring or in the autumn, when you have a bunch of kids who haven't had exposures for a while getting back together again, you're probably going to see something similar. And, you know, one of the things that was clear from the Hong Kong circumstance was that the precautions that were good enough to keep kids from catching COVID and influenza were not sufficient to protect them from rhinoviruses. Rhinoviruses are much hardier on surfaces. They're harder to clean off surfaces. So, you know, the issue of fomites, picking up germs from surfaces, is probably a bigger transmission issue with rhinoviruses than it is with COVID.
So interesting. Helen Branswell is with our partners at STAT. Helen, thanks for the information. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.